Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on Irk FM's Metal Monday.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to Irk FM's Metal Mondays!
Hello everybody, this is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irk's Metal Monday!
What do you mean this isn't Irk FM Metal Monday? I'm back! This is Irk FM. I'm back! This is Irk on Irk FM and Trax Radio, bringing you Irk FM down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday. This is Irk FM. I'm back from Europe, I'm back in the studio, out of the hire car and into the studio. Hope you enjoyed the music over the last 12 or so weeks, each and every Friday, plus the specials on Tuesdays. And we have some great music for you on Irk FM this week. We've got some Australian music, but we've also got some people who have been on the show before and some newbies. Thank you, Foundry Road.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is Katie Laurel, and you're listening to Irk FM, great indie and unsigned music down the pipes and into your ears every Friday. Also, feel free to visit me online at www.katielaurel.com. Bum, bum, bum.
Spend the winter. told us the news. Half a herd snared by the beast of the air. Engines roaring, we took to the sky, off to destroy the Kraken. And as we rose higher, our engines of blood, strange copper tang filled up our lungs. Scent of the Kraken afloat on the breeze grew stronger the closer we flew.
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten. Bitten? Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by Urk FM. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. it was worth the wait. Every mistake I had to make, every kiss on the lips, like a fist in the face. Worth the bitter aftertaste. Now I know I can't trust myself. The weight of my world's on else. It sets you on fire and dulls my overflow. Softest glow and the sweetest shame. Watch you sleep like silver candlelight. Your smile that keeps the night alive. That vicious heavy heat we tearing up the dark inside.
Welcome back to episode 187 of Irk FM, and that was a track from my recent visit, which was very, very unexpected. On my very first night coming to London, I went and saw Jordan Rain and three separate metal bands. And I spoke to each of the metal bands and asked them, could I play their music on Irk FM and Irk FM Metal Mondays? And they're like, sure, no problem. And so Charlie from Ventana, who was one of the metal bands on, he emailed me and said, dude, here's your tracks, and would you mind playing my fiance's track as well? She's in a band as well. I'm like, okay, fine, no problem indeed. So hello to Layla, and while I didn't see her on the night, I caught the tube back with her and a few of the people who were there on the night coming back from the Northern Line, and so that was rather cool. So the track we just heard there was from Pixie Ribs, and that was called Skin. Before that, we heard from Tom Slatter and his song The Beast of the Air, and prior to that, we heard Katie Laurel opening the show with her new song called Two Birds. So to tell you a little bit about Katie Laurel, she has been on Irk FM before, and she has, of course, provided a voiceover for me, which is absolutely awesome. She's based in Denver. She had a scholarship to the exclusively private Huntington University in Indiana, but her passion for expressing herself through songwriting with acoustic guitar and piano ultimately led her home to Colorado. She has performed in multiple venues and won numerous accolades in high-profile songwriting competitions, which is absolutely awesome. And so that was Katie's latest track. And that is a... she's described it as a winter holiday single called Two Birds. Well, not unfortunately, but it's just the way the world is. It's very different down here in Australia, of course, because we're coming into our summer. Katie's coming into her winter, which is all good. So I'm leaving my winter, so there we go. So thank you to Katie for that submission. And in the middle there, we heard from Tom Slatter, who I first heard on the Bugcast with Dave and Caroline. He is a composer, singer and songwriter who composes, records, plays and teaches music in London, England. He released his second solo album, Ironbark, in July 2011, having performed in various bands including the post-apocalyptic, quasi-acoustic indie folk duo Comrade Robot. Tom decided to set out as a solo artist in late 2009. He released Spinning the Compass in January 2010 and Ironbark in 2011. Now, he describes his new album as, quote, Ironbark carries on from where the previous album left off, whereas Spinning the Compass contains songs about confusion, isolation and mechanical body parts, Ironbark explores themes like obsession, murder and mechanical body parts. I've always loved the storytelling elements of British folk music, songs like Bedlam Boys, or The Trees They Do Grow High, but he also loves Radiohead and progressive, and various prog acts, old and new, such as King Crimson and Opeth. Ironbark is a synthesis of all those influences, plus an obsession with goggles and cogwheels. And if you'd like any information about Tom or any of the other artists that appear on this episode of Irk FM, go to the show notes, click on the links. And if you do interact with the artists on the social networks, tell them that you heard them on Irk FM and that Irk says hi. Speaking of a band who Irk says hi to, Irk recently had the chance while he was in the UK to say hi personally to the band he's about to play. Absolutely love this song. I can imagine this song actually being used in some sort of travel documentary, in like a montage, as a helicopter follows the English coastline or something like that. absolutely awesome to see these two ladies live recently. Of course, it's Never the Bride. Hello to Rachel, who introduced me to Never the Bride, of course. And hopefully soon more tracks, and hopefully I'll be able to share some more tracks with you, which will be absolutely awesome. This is The Living Tree, Never the Bride. Let's have it.
Thank you.
I'm back!
I'm sorry, you did it. Trust in you, but please don't let me down. Cause I'm giving you all of me, baby, including my heart and my soul, you know. I'm giving you all of me, baby. Take care, don't go breaking my heart. No, 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 no. Don't go breaking my heart. No, 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 no. This time I believe it. I don't know why, but faith in you, but please don't let me down. Oh, I'm giving you all of me, baby, including my heart and my soul, you know. I'm giving you all of me, baby. Take care, don't go breaking my heart. No, 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 no. Don't go breaking my heart. No, 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 no.
Emma Dean from www.emmadean.com, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Welcome back to Irk FM episode 187. I'm back. And quite appropriately, that song was called Sisters by Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc, wow, let me tell you a little bit about them. They are from London. They describe themselves as indie, pop and rock, very appropriately considering that this month is indeed Rocktober. Kelly Betts from BBC Introducing said about Joan of Arc, quote, "I love this new track, Peace of Mind." And Dave Smith from Ravenheart Music said in part, quote, "Joan of Arc hail from Stevenage here in the UK." Well, I know that Stevenage had a half-decent soccer team that play in one of the lower leagues of English football. But it seems that the town has a more than half-decent band of musicians, and what's more, they are all girls to please the fans of the genre. Now, after that little bit of chit-chat, what about the music on this five-track offering? Totally mind-blowing, and it is no wonder that this band have recently been gigging on the European mainland. All of the tracks are of a high-caliber alternative rock style with catchy melodies galore. And he talks about the track that we just heard. He says that the Sisters is one of those numbers that gets trapped in your head and won't go away. So we'll see if it makes the Earworm special at the end of November. We shall see. Before that, we heard from Jaggedy Ann. And Jaggedy Ann, let me tell you a little bit about them. Jaggedy Ann are an all-girl rock band with an explosive stage presence and a powerful hard rock sound. It was formed in 2002 by Leanna Sharp, who was inspired by one of her previous bands and who had the vision to start Jaggedy Ann. Quote, "It took 2 years to find the right chemistry, and it was a huge achievement to find four very accomplished female musicians who have what I call the entire package. Skill, stage presence, drive, dedication, and last but not least, looks that kill." And they absolutely sound awesome. That was Jaggedy Ann. And a lot of these tracks are coming from Juice Management and Promotion. There's a phrase that I haven't said for a while. So hi to Rob and everyone at Juice Management and Promotion. A lot of tracks coming up. Speaking of tracks coming up, we are going to hear from El Fugo, and they are from Northumberland and Newcastle in the UK. They describe themselves as rock, which is great. Let's hear from them now. This song is called Break You. You're listening to Irk FM episode 187 on Irk FM and Trax Radio.
Break you. conversation. Listen to the sound of the complication. Down on the downs of the corporation. Everybody hear us an invitation. Such an I am. Listen to the sound of the congregation. Down and down to the corporation. Everybody here has an invitation. Such an I am.
Okay, that was Electric River with a song called Phony Radio. And it's funny because you could describe this show as Phony Radio, as I have quality, pod-safe and independent and unsigned music coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on channelerk.com. Rockmidgets.com said about Electric River, quote, UK quartet Electric River aren't just the latest in a long run of bands claiming to be influenced by punk luminaries The Clash. They've got the gravelly, throaty vocals, the urgent, incisive guitars, and the pounding drums down to a T on their latest album, Radio No Go, whilst all the way keeping a strong sense of melody and an appreciation for a solid hook alive. It's an album full of ideas, dabbling in horn sections and almost pop-like harmonies in between snotty punk cuts and massive sing-alongs. So that is quite cool. That is indeed the group Electric River. Before that, we heard from Juice Big City, and the song that we heard from them was called 100 Days. And they are from Moscow. They're Russian. The creative activity of the group began in 2006 with their debut album, Big City. They had a song released in a video in Russian and later in English. Their concerts and various rock festivals began in 2008, and they are working on a new album, Way to Myself, which is cool. And so, yeah, absolutely awesome sounding band coming from Russia. I'll have to check some more of their songs out, which I've downloaded. So that was Juice Big City from Russia, from Moscow. And once upon a time, you wouldn't hear it, but the way the world is and the way that the interweb is, you can get all these awesome songs from places in many cases, you know, you would never have heard of and never have would have thought that awesome music is coming out. Our next group is called Jetson. They are funk, pop and rock. Very appropriate, again, for Rocktober. This song is called Follow Me. And let's just get straight into it now. This is Jetson. Follow Me.
My own, my friend, so don't you bring your worries to me. All you wanna do is get rid of them too. Won't you come follow me? Follow me. Follow me. Well, life is a story and I've got mine, and this is how it's gonna be. I believe in this city, I don't need your pity, I just need you to follow me. Follow me. Follow me. You gotta leave the past behind you. You don't need that world no more. You gotta free your mind, you've been so blind, and then you open up the door. You gotta free. Follow me. You better take good care to read my mind before you give your love the free. Choosing your creation, it ain't no complication. Take my hand and we can be free. So follow me. Follow me. Past behind you, you don't need that world no more. You gotta free your mind, you've been so blind, and then you open up the door. You gotta free your mind. Follow me.
I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to Urk FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
This is Simon.
And this is Alan.
And we are from...
Centered Self!
That was really weird.
I don't care.
All right. And you're listening to...
Irk FM!
You can find us on...
Facebook.
YouTube.
MySpace.
Just search...
Centered
Self!
Yeah!
Design. death is design.
From the UK, that was the Saffron Hill, and they are the winners of the 2011 Hunts Post Almost Famous Song Competition. They're acoustic, folk and pop, as you may have heard there, and the song we just heard there was called Superheroes. Before that, we heard from The Happy Endings with their song Pull the Trigger, and I couldn't resist a band with the name The Happy Endings, especially when I found out that they're Australian. They're alternative indie rockers from Melbourne, which is absolutely awesome. Their album tour took in Noosa, Brisbane, Newcastle, Sydney, Wagga, Melbourne, Bendigo, Hobart, Launceston, Perth, Adelaide, Kalgoorlie, Collie, Geraldton, Karratha, Port Hedland, Broome, and almost everywhere in between. And then they had a run of international tour dates, and they played in the UK, the US, and Europe. They also played the main stage of a European festival with Moby, Ting Tings, James Blunt, and Pete Doherty, and they've also played at the Viper Room in Los Angeles. They've just been putting the finishing touches on their second album, The Greatest View from Alcatraz, which is where that particular song came from, which is absolutely awesome. So for our final track this week, we're going to hear from another group that I heard when I was in the UK. I played them a couple of weeks back on the IRC FM Metal Monday show, which is going very, very well. And I'm up to episode number 3 of IRC FM Metal Monday this week. We're going to hear from Ventana with their song Ghost, which is absolutely awesome. So I'll be back to wrap things up very, very shortly. Don't forget to check out IRC FM Metal Monday. IRC FM Metal Monday. Subscribe now via iTunes.
Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on IRC FM's Metal Monday.
This is Glenn from Very Live Entertainment. You're listening to IRC FM and Metal Monday starts now.
Hello everybody, this is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show and you're listening to IRC Metal Monday!
This is Michael from Emotus and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Monday!
IRC FM Metal Monday! Subscribe now via iTunes. Now available. Irk FM Metal Monday. Interesting way to finish there. That was Ventana. Hope you've enjoyed the music on this week's episode of Irk FM, episode 187. We've heard from Katie Laurel, Tom Slatter, Pixie Ribs, Never the Bride, Jaggedy Ann, Joan of Arc, El Fugo, Juice Big City, Electric River, Jetson, The Happy Endings, Saffron Hill and Ventana. Next week we'll be back with another great music selection down the pipes and into your ears to bring you more music on Irk FM and Trax Radio. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening and good night, Interweb. As I said, it is great to be back.